I was a flagman for over 6 or 8 months, but I got tired of that and went back in the office again.
Is that kind of like a switch or a herder or something like that?
The what?
Is that kind of like a, what they call a switch or a herder?
Well, no, you ride the caboose back there and protect the rear of the train. That's your main job. And, of course, do the clerical work on the train. You have to keep count of all those car numbers and so forth, where they were switched off. And every time a train stopped, you got to go back and protect the rear of your train.
My grandfather was a railroad. He was a switcher herder.
Yeah.
Montgomery and his son was a... Well, I'm not sure what he was, but he's with the union now.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a carman. He's with the railroad carman.
Yeah. Being here with my dad, I was a Morse operator, you know, a telegrapher, and learned office work and all that stuff, and I worked at that most of the time. But when I joined the Army in the First World War, they put me in the wireless section, which Morse code and the wireless code is different, you know. So I had to get on the international code, and it kind of got me all balled up.
I guess it would be confusing.
Yeah.
You mentioned the First World War. Did you serve overseas? Did you have to go overseas?
No, I never did get overseas.
Yeah, you're pretty lucky there.
Yeah. But I was in the wireless section of Signal Corps in the Army.
Whereabouts did they have you stationed?
Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and Fort Meade, Maryland.
How long were you in World War
I? Well, I was in about 6-7 months. See, I got in late. I graduated my school in 18, you know, and an armistice was signed, I guess, about end of the year, November the 11th, and then I was in for a while after that, must have been signed. But I didn't get in until about June or July after I graduated my school.
That's fairly good timing, I guess.
Yeah.
That's many of them.
Yeah, the armistice signed. They had me saved up to go overseas, but the armistice was signed. And we holed up in Fort Meade, Maryland.
I guess that was probably named George Meade, too.
I think so, George. Yeah.
Mentioned you done citrus work. How about that? Is that pretty rough work? What are some of the things that involved?
No, I was office manager for a packing company mostly, and of course I've grown citrus, but I never did do any work in the groves. I always done with labor. Still got groves. I got about 50 acres of grove yet, and some cattle. Keeps me pretty busy.
Yes. Yeah, you mentioned the cattle. You keep very many cattle? Or?
Well, I keep about 50 head.
That expression, 50 head, you know, like 50 head of cattle, a head of something,
yeah.
Like head of lettuce. You ever hear anybody, when they're talking about children, say, I have so many head of children, ever heard an expression like that?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that.
We're talking about expressions like that. Say if a person has maybe six boys and eight girls, and
yeah.
A real big family.
Yeah.
Well, you say you have a whole lot of children, a whole lot.
Well, that's some of them will say a whole flock of children, and you know, they different expressions of that kind.
Ever heard any of them say a whole passel of children?
Yeah, passel. Yeah, that was passel.
We see, you talked about the community and everything, some of the things you did. Could you tell me something about the house you grew up in? Could you kind of describe that to me?
Well, my dad had a... It was right over here where my daughter lives now, but we had a big old, it was first a one story, and there was three of us boys in the family, and of course my dad then put a extra, built a two story house, put another story up there on it, and